This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik. It's our Reynolds School Media Watch segment, and our guest today in the studio, Vanessa Vancor, who is the coordinator of the Nevada Media Alliance here on campus at the Reynolds School. Vanessa, welcome to KUNR.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, we've talked before when you started about a year ago here as the coordinator of the Nevada Media Alliance, and we've talked a few times since. Every time the semester ends, we seem to have a class project we want to talk about. We just finished the fall semester for 2014, and I sat in on some presentations a week or so ago for your class for the Nevada Media Alliance. Tell us how many students in the class, and let's give an overview of that particular project.
Sure. So this semester we had 15 students. Of those, 13 are seniors getting ready to graduate in December, have graduated in December or in the spring. And the Nevada Media Alliance course, also known on campus as News Studio, is really fun because every semester it can be something completely different. And what I like to do in the class is experiment and try something new each time we meet. So this semester, we were a business journalism class, and our focus was technology and the startup community. And the class is intended to, as with any of our courses, serve the students. But at this point in their academic careers, my goal is to help them refine the skills that they've developed, you know, in the last 4 years at the Reynolds School, from reporting and interviewing and writing to experimenting with multimedia production. So our focus, as I mentioned, was technology. We had local entrepreneurs come to our class. We went to the Reno Collective as a group. We had the great privilege of going to San Francisco for a couple of days and comparing the tech and the news scene in Reno with that in San Francisco. And then the students had choices throughout the semester in terms of what they wanted to produce. So we had, as you saw in our presentations, everything from print stories, photo essays, video, social media strategies.
And some audio.
And some audio as well, which is great.
Right.
Some radio. And the fact that the students self-selected all of those different types was exciting.
Are they all journalism-focused students?
Not all of them, which is nice. So I think all but one this semester were journalism students. I did have one student who has an emphasis in English and liberal arts. In my class, I had students who are training to be newspaper reporters. I have other students training to be on-air TV reporters, and then other students who have an interest in digital media. So they're experimenting with infographics and digital narratives and interested in working in that field as well.
Vanessa, we've spoken with you again about this project a little bit, and we will provide on our website as part of this package links to all the students' work so people can check out, because there was visual digital products and graphics and photos and all sorts of things that are very visual. How is the structure of the actual group selected, and how'd that play out?
Mm-hmm. The way that the semester worked is the first half of the semester, I had my students work independently. So they each produced five products or five pieces of news throughout the first half of the semester. So we had weekly assignments for 5 weeks where they worked independently. But part of that was also so that my students could see what their colleagues were interested in and to get a better sense of the people in the room and their skill sets. So through that, we saw people who naturally were gravitating towards photography and others who were more interested in writing, so that when it came time to pitch an idea for the final project, they could select who they wanted in their group.
All right, let's talk about the projects. There were eight, I think, that we saw presented that mm-hmm. day, that last week when we were there, a few of us. As a group, the second time you've had a chance to work with the students, what were your thoughts?
Again, I think overall I was surprised in a good way with the topics the students pursued. And again, going back to the idea of having the students in the class have as much choice as possible, they tend to pursue topics that they're passionate about. And so when you see the presentations or when you see the final product, there tends to be a little bit more enthusiasm and energy versus had I said you have to do a story on this business piece. And so that was really neat because the students, again, were able to select their own topic and pursue something that in some cases they already knew a great deal about. In other cases, you know, some of them were really great at pushing their own boundaries. So that was really fun because at the end of it, I felt like there was a great deal of enthusiasm and passion in the stories that they were producing.
And you're listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR, David Stipik. It's the Reynolds School Media Watch talking with Vanessa Vancor, the coordinator for the Nevada Media Alliance class project that just completed. So go through just the list of topics for the first part. There were 8 topics. Mm-hmm. What were, just so our audience can understand the range of what people covered?
Sure. So we had 2 different groups cover women in technology. Anna Critchley did a photo essay on female entrepreneurs in Reno, specifically women, young women, it turns out, she included their ages in the project, who own eclectic businesses in the city and what that does to the changing perception of what and who Reno is. Then the other group, 3 gals, did a project about women in technology, and they talked to women in Reno representing different areas of tech and different years of experience. And then they also tried to seek the male perspective on how women fit in technology in our city as compared to larger cities. We had a pair do a story on breweries in Reno. If you've been out and about, you've certainly noticed there's a growing interest and community around brewing. We didn't spend a lot of time talking about what is business journalism. And so many of my students in the beginning of the semester did not see themselves as business journalists. So if they had an interest in, say, beer or art, they would say, well, I want to write about art or beer. How do I turn this into a business piece? So then we would talk about there are so many angles you can take in trying to understand how the business of breweries works and mm-hmm. what is the business climate in Reno, and how does the city and the county track statistics around women in business and what resources exist? So it really led to a lot of really great conversations and trying to take a topic that you're so passionate about and trying to understand it from the business perspective. So they did a good job.
Very good. All right, continue with the list here.
We had another group who did a piece on fan turnout for the Wolfpack. And that group initially wanted to tackle a very large topic around the NCAA and whether or not student athletes should be paid, which has been talked about on a national scale. And they were able to localize that and look more at our Wolfpack and how fan attendance is not only impacted by how well our teams are performing, but also the challenges that our marketing department and our athletic department face in terms of upgrades to the stadium, facility management, and then how we promote the teams and how much money is allocated for promotions and such. Another pair did a piece on banda music, which is a type of Mexican music that is popular in more rural areas of the country. And because that was such a big topic, they chose to approach it from an educational perspective of the business of banda, but also how Mexican-American immigrants or first-generation Mexican-American students relate to the music and what it means within the Reno community. So they were able to localize that.
And out of the 8 student projects, 2 of them featured some audio reports. Let's go ahead and hear just a few seconds of the audio from this project.
In sound alone, banda continues to evolve. And Billboard-topping songs like Banda Los Recorditos, Hasta Que Salga El Sol, show the style's lyrical transition into pop music themes.
And there's a sample from the 9 minutes of audio from students Crystal Powell and Jenny Vialba. And Vanessa, what's next on the list?
Another pair did a piece on the abuse of stimulant drugs on campus, which I think many students in the class were skeptical. They thought, it's going to be hard to get people to want to talk to you. But they did a really nice job talking to law enforcement, psychiatrists, ethics professors, students who deal the drugs on campus, and then students who consume the drugs.
You're listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. David Stipik on the Reynolds School Media Watch segment with Vanessa Vancour, coordinator for the Nevada Media Alliance, which is a partnership with the Gazette Journal and KUNR and Channel 5, KNPB, and the Reynolds School. Continue. We have a couple more topics that were covered here for this semester.
And so the final 2, one of my students did a piece on civil forfeiture, which part of it was explaining what civil forfeiture is. It's been part of a national debate for some time, but he tried to localize it by talking to one of our local law enforcement agencies to see, for example, how much money has Humboldt County collected in civil forfeiture and where does that money go? And do you know your rights as a citizen if this were to happen to you?
And Vanessa, we'll play just a clip of some audio from this report.
Law enforcement officials are given this authority to seize an individual's property under a practice called civil asset forfeiture.
Civil asset forfeiture is really a mechanism by which the state and federal government can seize people's property without having to convict them of a crime.
That was Ezekiel Edwards of the Criminal Law Reform Project.
And that's a little sampling of the audio by student Whip Villarreal. Vanessa, we've got one more.
And then the final piece was looking at Midtown, which I think if you live in Reno, you are very aware of the growth that we've seen in a short amount of time, and we continue to see construction in the area. So my student went and talked to the Carter brothers, who are instrumental in the development of the area. They're working on 50 South Virginia, which is another project in the old post office. Mm-hmm. And she looked at contractually what these businesses agree to and how this complementary business agreement works in terms of promoting one another and having a very collaborative environment within Midtown. And is this an idea that could be applied to other areas of Reno, like downtown Reno or other business districts?
And again, links to all of these presentations, some of the audio, some of the visual, digital presentations, all that is available at our website, kunr.org. So Vanessa, as we wrap up here, what do you learn from your students by the end of a semester like this?
One of the biggest things, and it's not specific to the topic we covered, but one of the areas that I really enjoy in the classroom environment is the dialogue that happens, the discussions that take place, particularly around current events, and learning their perspective. You know, we are so consumed by media coverage on a local or national level, and sometimes we forget to ask people in the classroom or maybe people we wouldn't normally interact with, how does this affect you or what are your thoughts on this? And so outside of the assignments that we worked on, we would have, you know, news, current events types quizzes, but it was more of an effort to get us as a group to talk about things before we dove into, you know, our regularly scheduled assignments. And that was always very interesting to me, to get a sense of what they were reading, how they interpreted it, and how they perceived it was impacting their life. And along those same lines, I continue to learn how this demographic and this generation consumes their news, how it is that they consume, where they like to go, who they view as a trusted source, and how important they also deem credible sources and fact-checking. And so we had some great discussion around the Rolling Stone article as they enter this world of journalism. And so those are my favorite moments, when they lead the discussion and I learn from that and their perspective.
What does this particular class give to them that maybe they don't get from something else?
Well, in addition to, I think, just refining basic skills that I think are important, like writing is critical. But a big thing for me, or two big things, is an appreciation for innovation within the sphere of journalism, whether it's an innovative way to tell a story in the narrative itself or the way that we visually present the information. But taking it a step beyond that is engaging with the audience that is affected by the story. And then really, it's a portfolio piece for the students. So I would hope that by the end of the semester, they've produced something that they are proud of and that they can show to a potential employer and say, look what I did.
Good work. I appreciate it. We're grateful to be a partner as KUNR, along with Channel 5, KNPB, and the Reno Gazette Journal, with the Reynolds School of Journalism on this Nevada Media Alliance. Another semester under your belt. Just a quick preview. You guys are doing the legislature coming up this next semester.
We'll hit the ground running. You know, the semester starts middle of January, and we will be doing some experimentation with multilingual news production and content, as well as examining our role as journalists and how important that is in civic engagement.
Thanks very much. We appreciate you coming by. David Stipik on the Reynolds School Media Watch segment on KUNR's Beyond the Headlines. Our guest today, always a delight, Vanessa VanCoor, joining us, coordinator of the Nevada Media Alliance here at the Reynolds School. Thanks so much. It's really a pleasure talking with you. We're grateful to have you on campus, and it looks like you're still having fun.
I am. I'm so happy to be here.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by the studio.